Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth drama.
All right. Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. Of course, I want to hear from you. Call in number is 347-826-7435. Once again, that call in number is 347-826-7435. And if you don't want to call me, which a lot of you don't want to do because you're afraid of my melodious voice on the radio, I don't know. Feel free to email me, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Once again, if you don't want to call me, feel free to email me your questions, comments, concerns, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Social networking. Hit me up on the social network tip. I am, but on Facebook, I am the Smooth Drama page, as well as, I'm talking in jumbled thoughts. So what you do is you request to get into the Smooth Drama group, and myself or Mr. J will add you. just Google Smooth Drama, Twitter, tag, whatever. Wherever you have a social network, look me up and I will add you back. I will tell you this, there are some coming changes. I'm going through a revamping process, so about to be a tad bit bigger, a tad bit better. So if you're looking at my face that's made for radio right now, see, I look a little weathered. I'm a tad bit tired. I've been putting in a little work, a little overtime work, to try to make things bigger and better. That's the plan, at least. In the meantime, in between time, the NBA is back. Thank goodness. Because, you know, the whole not paying attention to the NFL. And I mean, the worst part of the season, the year for me, is like the end of summer when summer league basketball is over and it's just baseball. And then they got that lull where there's a little bit of football. It's really tough for a guy like me. I'm basketball. I'm like basketball first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, 10th. I'm basketball. Love, eat it, breathe it, drink it, basketball. So to see it back, it's a beautiful thing. Although the first 5 minutes of the first game, Boston versus Cleveland, Gordon Hayward with one of those horrific injuries that, I mean, it wasn't even ugly. It was horrific. It's like he goes for the alley-oop and LeBron tries to go and block it and he lands and his leg goes the other way and it was pointed enough. It was one of the most horrible things that you can see since what Joe Theismann on TV. Although underrated, Napoleon McCollum, when he was playing for the Raiders, and I remember seeing the bone sticking out of his sock. That one was kind of horrible. But yeah, that Gordon Hayward was ugly. We'll just say that. It was very, very ugly. But hopefully, they said that it was just he fractured his tibula, and something else with his ankle. But yeah, it was ugly, nasty. Everything you want to say bad about an injury, it was that. They'll be showing it. I won't be watching it again. I can't do it. Other than that, Golden State is out here housing Houston, as expected. I mean, here in the Bay Area, I mean, for me, it's like par for the course. I don't see anyone beating Golden State. But we'll go through the year, and they'll be speculating about, oh, this team has a chance. But the way they're looking, unless somebody gets hurt, knock on wood, yeah, you can put a ring on it. You know that whole put a ring on it, put a ring on it. You just put their rings on now. Because I don't see anybody being able to beat them four times. I just can't see it. Injury aside. In the meanwhile, I'm still going to talk a little basketball, but I'm talking funny basketball because apparently two teammates for the Chicago Bulls got into it. Bobby Portis and Nikola Mirotic. They apparently got into a little fighting practice and went at it to the point where Portis put Mirotic in the hospital. They say it was a sucker punch, but hey, in the fight, it's kind of what happened. You know, they say protect yourself at all times. Mirotic, he was not paying attention when they said that. So he got, and he's in the hospital. Hopefully, it won't be that long, but yeah, he may have learned his lesson. Like, you know what? I better keep my dukes up. It's not a good thing for me to not have my dukes up. But I probably need to talk about something besides from sports, because I know a lot of ladies are like, what the, we don't hear about this shit. We don't care about basketball players beating each other up. That shit don't mean nothing to me. I don't care about no sports. I say fine. I'm still going to talk about somebody's sports. OJ. I know how you ladies love OJ. When that the juice is loose. I mean, he's free now. And, you know, he's out there. They got him out there. He's like grooving, talking to the ladies. It's not no sisters. It's not the sisters. He's still talking to the white women. But surprisingly, the white women are talking back to him. I'm like, and this is where you ask that question. You're a white woman. Do you talk to OJ? Me, white women out there. Any woman out there. I mean... Do you talk to the dude that, yeah, they say he didn't do it? And, you know, it's speculation. But if you know somebody killed their ex, allegedly, and the dude she was fucking, can you date that guy? I mean, can you date that guy? I mean, would you talk to him? Like, I mean, see, there's a conversation where, okay, you just wanna peek inside the puzzle that is O.J. Simpson, right? But if you're a white woman, a blonde at that, because there's a little video him talking to this blonde in the video, and so. You know, I'm like looking at it like, well, I'm a blonde. He killed his blonde wife. He used to allegedly beat on his blonde wife. He's a football player. Football players have what we call, or what they call, CTE. So he's kind of insane in the membrane. No brain, I'm insane. So what happens is this. As a white woman, and yes, I know anomaly, you're not white. You're black, so you're probably not in danger. You're definitely not in danger. Because more than likely, he's not going to try to take the time to get to know you. It just a sense I got that OJ kind of gave up on the system a long time ago. Like, it was like he gave up on the sisters, like, around the time that way before Michael Jackson turned into what he turned into. Why do I always bring that up? I don't know, but it just happened. So, I mean, the point is, it's a long time, right? Long time. You're a white woman. Do you dating? I mean, that's why you gotta say white women are like the toughest, craziest women. Because they, you know, Ike Turner, after the movie, and the women all knew, Ike, you know, punch a woman, smack the shit out of a woman. He had a white wife. White woman, blonde. I mean, I guess he's like, well, he ain't gonna smack me. Or, you know, maybe he will, maybe he won't. I don't know. Maybe she's figuring, well, hey, I'm white, he's black. He won't go way out of bounds with me because he know I can get him and his whole family killed. Because maybe he doesn't put his hand on his white woman at all. Maybe he treats her as fairly as a crazy can treat a woman. Right? Like, girl, you better please eat this cake. Can you please eat this cake? Hello, Tammy. Can you please eat this cake? Please? Can it, you know, I mean, is that what he's saying? I want you to sing from up in here. Please? I mean, is he saying please? Is that like what part of the racial dynamic? I talk nicer to the white woman. And maybe that could be it. Maybe the white women who are talking to OJ. I mean, there are women who talk to prisoners. I have to sigh when I say I don't get it. But I know you could say, well, hey, you know, black man go to jail. Maybe he was innocent. Maybe he was railroaded. It was some stuff. You know, brothers be like, hey, you know. But these are also the same people who I talked about it last week where, you know, Logic, like, hey, sucking dick, like, you in jail sucking dick, it's not a big deal. Them same kind of guys. You know, dudes doing jail is like Vegas, right? What goes on in jail stays in jail. But, I mean, we know that there are a lot of women. Jail is a place where you can make love connections. It's like dudes have social networking profiles, all that. It's crazy as hell. Because they get loving. Now, what does that say? I mean, I get that there are dudes, you know, there are some dudes on the outside. They don't know how to talk to women. But if you're on the outside and you can't get a date. And the dudes in jail, albeit they don't have to work, they got all day to come up with the best lines. But when you lose to a dude that's locked up with a bunch of other dudes who's sucking dick, even though it don't count, it doesn't mean he's gay, but he's sucking dick, you're losing out. You're losing your woman to a dude who sucks dick. That is the issue. What am I talking about this? I have no idea. I probably need to go on break. You know why? Because I'm talking about this. So, I'm going to go away. And I am going to go back to the old school. This, well, it ain't old school. It's that newer stuff. This is Wu-Tang Clan. People say.
Like heroin, coke mixed with dope. have an overdose, cardiac, lost in the beat back. Watch the magnetic attract them, club pack them. They strip them, flip them, and strip when I'm attacking.
Everybody gets these deals, you got all these black ass motherfuckers get deals, these pussy ass motherfuckers, and they get deals, and everybody got a deal, and everybody has this shit. And Wu-Tang, we some
together you got smooth drummer, smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. That was Wu-Tang Clan. Oh, people say 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. I am glad that my technical difficulties are over with temporarily. But don't tell nobody that I know, because if I tell people, then they're going to figure out that it's working. Why am I so close to the screen? I don't know. Hello, Kimberly. Anyway, yeah. Talking about craziness. Jim Baker. I don't know if people remember Jim Baker. He was the one that came out with that BS, that doomsday. The world was ending a couple weeks ago, but we kind of still, well, technically, he didn't say the world was ending. What he said was that the rapture, they take the 144,000. Apparently, it's no one that I know. Maybe it was a whole bunch of people from Antarctica. People don't live there. But maybe it was in Iceland or Greenland or some place that we know no one. Anyway, he's demanding that the mean people in America who make fun of him stop watching his show. he's saying that there will be dire consequences for those who continue to watch and mock him. He said, God will punish you for making fun of him. It's funny. I should laugh like that. I'm make myself cough. But he said God is going to punish people for making fun of him. And you know what he's doing. It's the reverse psychology. Don't watch my show because nobody's watching his show. So in order to get you to watch his show, he tells you, don't watch my show or God is going to punish you. If you do. Because you're laughing at me. When we know his ratings are doo-doo. No one is watching his show. And he's like, please watch my show. Don't watch my show. Because if you're hating on me, don't watch my show. But if you're not hating on me, please watch my show. Because nobody's watching my show. And I'm not really getting any money. Because I'm a bloodsucker of the poor. Jim Baker. World didn't end. He didn't get taken. So there's a rapture, and you call for it, but then you don't get called? Kind of means you're either, one, the charlatan, which we know he is. Two, you're a buster-ass crab, although people like crabs. You're a buster-ass, dirty, rotten, molded crab. Is that good? Even though I know people like cheese, molded cheese, I don't know, it's because maybe molded crab is a delicacy. That happens. Hey, sexy me. Yeah, that's my That's my take. Jim Baker. Awesome guy. The world didn't end. The rapture happened. He's still here, though. So, I guess they left without you, homie. Sucks to be you. Be left behind. Isn't that like a series or a book series or something like that, Left Behind? Where they talk about, you know, us poor sinners who are left behind while the people are in the rapture. They get to do their thing. I don't know why I'm doing that. Anyway, yeah. Jim Baker. Don't watch his show and laugh at him because God is going to punish you. That's what's going on. Jim Baker. Don't laugh at him. Because if you do, you're going to go to hell. And you're going to go to hell. And you're going to go to hell. And you're going to go to hell. Because God's going to punish you. Speaking of punishment, Colin Kaepernick, as some of you know, had been boycotted. And he finally came out. He filed a grievance saying that, you know, when the Tennessee Titans, when their quarterback got hurt, they brought in like 10 people. Not one of them named Colin Kaepernick. Granted, Tennessee runs the same kind of offense that he was really good in Frisco. So they didn't bring him in. So he filed a collusion grievance against the NFL owners. Now, this all but guarantees that he will not be wearing an NFL jersey again. It's unfortunate. In his prime, he can't play football because, well, he wants freedom, justice, and equality for people like you and I. That's it. I'm not even going to go into it no more because what else is there to say? You know, people are stuck up on the whole what's happening as far as the protest. I mean, we know the NFL has their protests, and they met about the protest because it's one of those issues where you've got the redneck populace who are like, God damn it. These non-patriots, ungrateful Negroes, they're N-word lovers sitting up here protesting the flag, our beloved flag. And then you got progressives, hey, we support our troops. We support our troops. Thank you for your service, troops. And then you've got us. Well, let me break down to the categories. There are the regular black folks who are like, hey, yeah, that shit is real. I mean, I know for me, as I've said countless amount of times and will continue to say, hey, I do not want to be killed. Because I had low air in my tire and I seemed wobbly to somebody who does not know me. They'll say, oh, well, he looked drunk or high. When anybody who knows me knows that I've never gotten drunk or high in my life. So that would be a lie. So if they shoot me and they say I was drunk or high, you know that shit is a lie. I mean, it ain't even close to not being untrue. Ain't no skeletons in my closet when it comes to getting high. And if they sprinkle the crack on me, you know what it is. Anyway, I'm digressing. Point is, Kaepernick can't play. He filed a collusion grievance. We'll see where it goes. But it's a shame that you can't play ball because you believe in helping people less fortunate than yourself. And they're like, well, he's rich. Why do you care? Which is the problem. They don't want you to care. And it irks them to their core, right? Irks them to their core that you, as a rich, well, Kaepernick and all the other young black men are rich and can connect with the poor everyday people. It just irks their nerves. They're not understanding, they're not feeling it. It just makes them all upset inside. It's like it's cleaning out their colon almost. They hate it so much. I say cleaning out their colon. That's really bad. But yeah, I mean, and this is the point. So you'll have your Colin Kaepernicks are told that they're bad people, right? They're horrible people. Then, you know, I'll say for example, there's a guy, Robert James Kufler. He was charged last week by police in White Bear, Minnesota, with interference with a dead body or scene of death, and it was a misdemeanor. Officers responded. They smelled the decay. They went in there and they found the remains of his mother and the mummified corpse of his twin brother, Richard, in the basement. Both of them died of natural causes. Richard in 2015 and his mother a month later. He said he was traumatized. He says that people think he's a nutball, but he's not. He was just traumatized. So he lived in the house for a year with his dead relatives. That's not creepy. That's not weird. Kaepernick, it's really weird, though. Caring about poor people. What's wrong with you? This dude living in the house with dead, mummified. Now, if you don't know, when people die, everything that's in them, as far as the fluids, whatnot, it just evacuates, right? Some people know that it evacuates. Your body just, there ain't no need to hold it. That's in the house. That is part of the, you know, we have after birth, this is after death. That's in the house. He's not a weirdo. He's weird to his neighbors, but folks say, he's traumatized. And they call it a misdemeanor. I don't know. I need a little cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. Just a little bit. Man, whatever. Kaepernick's an awful guy because caring about live people. People who are alive, want to keep them alive. Horrible thing that he's contemplating. You know, another perfect example of things that need to be contemplated. Like, I read this thing about black people and flu shots. Where they ask you, get your flu shots. Now, I've been one of the unfortunate people who have gotten their flu shot before. It didn't go well. It was an ugly thing. because I got my flu shot. Because they told me in order to get, I was in San Diego at the time, get into San Diego State, get your flu shot, and you can get in. I'm like, okay, I can do that. And so I still got the mark today on my shoulder. I go in, I get the flu shot. It hurts like a mother, right? And then 2 days later, I wake up and I have the flu. I have the flu. Why did I get a flu shot? So I can get the flu. I wouldn't have got the damn flu if I didn't take the damn flu shot. So I want to say to the people over at San Diego State, first, thank you for my transcripts. It was beautiful to be able to, you know, use the transcripts to graduate, whatnot. Second, fuck you and your flu shot requirement. And just in case, well, because you're not listening or watching it, but just in case somebody who was a part of that policy actually may listen, whatnot, fuck you and everything you stand for. With two fingers just all up in there in a steady rotating grind. It's like we mix it up. Just twisting. Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. Flu shot. No good. And once again, when I hear government, big government in particular, is advocating for it, hell no. Because I have a general rule now. If a lot of people believe in it, don't do it. Whatever it is, whatever you believe in and whatnot, if millions of people believe in it, that shit is probably a lie. Not even going to say probably. I'm going to say more than likely it is a lie. That's just my philosophy. I could be wrong. I doubt it. But I could be wrong. But I doubt it. Sort of like, you know, what's wrong. There was this couple, Tammy and James Young, who filed a lawsuit against Catholic Charities for $6.5 million, saying they were discriminated against when they were denied an adoption because they weren't yet married. Which is horrible, right? Because what we're talking about here is they couldn't give a child a home because they weren't married yet. Child suffering. Now, these folks who probably have parents, right? Have parents, have stable homes, saying to this kid, nah, yeah, I know, we approved it, but guess what? They not married yet, so we can't send you to these people who want you and apparently have shown love towards a kid. That's just horrible. Horrible. What does it have to do with what the hell I was talking about earlier? It's what we're saying. There are some people who are called horrible. And they would be looked at as paragons of virtue. But are they? You can deny a kid a happy home because of your fake bullshit morality. I mean, it's like, are they discriminating against these priests that are Catholic priests that keep fucking little boys? Nope. They just reassign their punk asses. But I can't adopt a kid because I'm not married. Yeah, because the kid is just like, nah, you know what? They not married. I don't want them to want me. They can only want me if they're married. Do you think the kid was saying that? Hell no. Mm-mm. Kid had none of that in the brain. Kid was like, I gotta, when they heard, like, I got a home. I got a, what? I don't have no home. I don't have no home. I can't go with them because they're not married. They want me, though. And they're engaged to get married, but I can't go with them because they're not married. Okay. That's anyway. I probably should go on break. I think I am. This is J. Cole, Chaining Day.
Look at me, pathetic nigga, the chain that I bought. You mix green pain and fame, this is heinous and dark. Let these words be the colors I'm just painting my heart. I'm knee deep in the game and it ain't what I thought. Got the range over my grip, I got some mistakes. Iced out crazy, I wanna shine like baby. Better that nigga, I ain't even got a trip yet. Truth be told, I ain't even got a trip yet. This is everything he told a nigga not to do. Images, everything I see, it got a lot to do. With the way people perceive or what they believe. Money short to the jewelry is like a weed mixed with the sea. They hear niggas say, I see you. My bitches wanna fuck you. And niggas wanna beat you. And police wanna stop you. You wonder what he do. If I hate a snatch a chain, I bet it still won't free you. Cause I be right there, crying until I cop another. I sit and think about all the shit I could've got my mother. My partner say, that's just a game, my nigga. Swear I heard my jeweler say, hit though you shame, my nigga. It's a chain today. My last piece I swear, my guilt heavy as the piece I wear. Days in the ice, that was Jesus. My last piece I swear, days in the ice, that was Jesus. Ice on his white Jesus seemed a little unholy. The real strange thing about this ice out rolling. Same shit a broke black nigga get gassed at. Same shit a rich white motherfucker laugh at. Well, that's all right, man. I ain't paid as you. But I bet your rims ain't the same age as you. And I ain't got no investment portfolio. But my black and white diamond sounding like an Oreo. I know back home a nigga sick today. He rock a chain and he always got some shit to say. Even back when I was broke, I knew this shit was fake. You probably sneeze too hard and this shit could break. But hey, you know the saying, fake it till you make it. Me, I did the opposite, made it, then I faked it. And acted like I gave a fuck. Money I was saving up to buy a crib and save it to that 100 racks, I gave it up. For what?
I need your love,
chain of
debt.
Love, my debt.
I need your love,
chain of debt.
Love,
my last piece I wear. My guilt heavy as this piece I wear.
Love,
even iced out, Jesus. My last piece I wear.
Love me, love me, love me, I need your love me, love me, love me, I need your love me, love me, love me.
Confused with Training Day. Anyway, call in numbers 347-826-7435. Once again, that call in number is 347-826-7435. Now, of course, I would be remiss if I did not. Should I do it? Should I kind of do it? Yeah. Okay. I'm going to do it. It's Groundhog Day.
That shit happened again? Oh, hell no.
Oh, what is that shit that happened again? Well, Renata Singleton, not to be confused with my cousin Renata, who's, you know, awesome, by the way. Shout out to my cousin Renata. Anyway, Renata Singleton is a black woman who spent 5 days in a New Orleans jail because she couldn't afford her bail. When she got home, she found out, you know, you got a mugshot. She has a master's degree in business administration, but she won't be able to find a job because, as you know, when you're a felon, well, I won't say felon, when you've been arrested, people treat you differently, right? So what happened is there was a DA who had been using fake subpoenas to put victims in jail, right? A DA, yes, I said it, a DA, District Attorney Leon Camizzaro, and other in his office investigators, they drafted up subpoenas requiring Singleton and other people like Renata Singleton to show up. They don't show up on time or didn't get to a meeting. And so that was kind of it for her. You get jailed. Now, what happens is, you know, she met with the prosecutors, but and they're trying to get her to cop to some crime. But she's like, I'm not talking to you without a lawyer present. And they're like, well, whatever. And so she gets bail. Her bail was $100,000. More than 25 times the amount set for her alleged abuser. Okay. She spent 5 years in jail before she went for a judge who reduced her bail to an amount her mother could afford. Now, she is now the main plaintiff in a lawsuit against Camizzaro and his office that alleges that his prosecutors routinely issue their own fabricated subpoenas directly from the district attorney's office without any judicial approval or oversight. 5 days. Sorry about that. Not 5 years. 5 days. Anyway. So what they said is without any judicial approval or oversight in order to coerce victims and witnesses into submitting to interrogations by prosecutors outside of court. Now, the Civil Rights Court, as well as the American Civil Liberties Union and the ACLU of Louisiana, opened up a legal battle to challenge the change to criminal court system by challenging the actions of prosecutors through civil rights litigation. So we know that what they're saying is prosecutors are one of the biggest forces behind our society's addiction to senseless mass human caging. And as they say, for years they've operated with virtually no transparency or accountability. Because technically, you can't do anything to prosecutors, even though, like this case here, they can pull out a fake subpoena and they can interrogate you outside of court, and there's pretty much nothing you can do. So even if everything is false, there's no recourse against a prosecutor. And so they're trying to change that. Now, why is this Groundhog Day? Because once again, this is the system treating a black person unjustly. Period, point blank. And there's no recourse for you. See, all these things are like dead end streets, right? You're running. It's like, the street's opening up. Boom. There's a big ass wall. Not to be confused with the wall that Donald Trump is trying to add to the walls that are already there, but just a wall. And we haven't learned how to, get our gopher on and like the Mexicans, just dig underneath that motherfucker and just get where we need to get. Because we can't go through it. So either we're going to jump over the motherfucker or we're going to go underneath it. But just get by this damn gate. Because this gate fence, whichever one you want to call it, is just horrible. It's just horrible. Prosecutors, fake subpoenas, doing what they want. Not that we expect justice. I mean, if you expect justice in America as a black person, slap yourself. Slap yourself. Because you have lost your damn mind if you're expecting justice. Because justice is not coming for you. It's coming to you, but in somebody else's eyes and somebody else's interpretation. It's not the interpretation that we have. Justice is just basically, and I've said it, I don't advocate for the murder or the improper imprisonment of my brothers and sisters. But there are some people who are criminals. They should not be out on the streets. Same time, there's conditions that are created that create that fishbowl effect where, there's only so much fish food and it's way too many of us. So we gotta battling it out to get at that food, which is what's happening, which is what has been happening. And these are the conditions that we're in. Now, there are some people who are criminals, they deserve to go to jail. But then there are some folks who, like Renata here. What'd she do? Shit, she's the victim. But we, and you know, it's one of those, we talk about Stockholm Syndrome, whichever one you want to call it. We are the victim. Another case in point. I saw where they were talking about 26 years ago, America started talking about sexual harassment thanks to Anita Hill. It's funny. See the article. America started talking about sexual harassment thanks to Anita Hill. Now, in the article, it read where they were saying, well, she should have had a whole lot of more black male advocates, whatnot. And I'm like, would our vote have mattered? Clarence Thomas, if you're not familiar with, I will tell you, Clarence Thomas was groping Anita Hill, rubbing on her good stuff on a constant basis, smacking her on the ass probably around the office. You know, that stuff happens in the office, the boss dynamic. I've seen it happen. I've seen it go down. I mean, it goes always because in some of those situations, the woman's flirting back, whatnot, but then when she gets mad, it becomes sexual harassment. I'm not saying that happens all the time because we know there are some cases where a boss can be inappropriate. And then there's a lot of times where the boss ain't being inappropriate. Everybody's being inappropriate. Suffice to say, point is, oh, they talk about it. Okay, sexual harassment in the office. Didn't change a damn thing. Because last time I checked, Clarence Thomas is still up there smiling.
Oh, judge. Tell me what I need to do.
And I'll do it. How you want me to vote? And I'll do it. Let me do something for you, boss. I love you. I'm your coon. Let me do something for you, boss. Can I help you? Can I help you? Can I help you? Help you? Help you? Can I help you? Anyway. Point is, we talk about Anita Hill, sacrificial lamb. What happened to Anita Hill? She gained nothing from this. They put her in the middle of it, you know. That confirmation for this coon ass, Clarence Thomas. Let me just.
Coons at? Where the coons at? Where they at? Where they at? Where they at?
I can't do that without, you know, as Clarence Thomas deserves the coon anthem. I mean, it is his national anthem, right? The coon anthem, that's him. So, I mean, basically, the Anita Hill Clarence Thomas dynamic is the American dynamic. We have the empowered boss who is molested and done all kinds of unspeakable things to the oppressed, right? The oppressor over the oppressed. This is the natural way of things. Then you have the people who are like, look, why are y'all even talking about it? It's over with. It happened so long ago. It's not even a big deal. Can you move on? But these are the people who've never had to walk around with those fingers in their booty. Just a visual. And we're not talking about that good finger in your booty. And on that note, I am Mr. F the N-Word, and this is another Smooth Drum production. And I'm out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast. Smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together, you guys.
Drama.
Smooth.
smooth.